Williams was open to the proposal. Fry could have some inmates to work with, Williams decided. Female inmates. Williams had been looking for a way to get more work activities for the 60 or so women in custody. Fry was game. Roughly 12 inmates were selected from a long list of applicants. Fry has a truck and trailer big enough to haul a structure with 160 square feet of living space, a tiny home, so that's what they set out to build. He usually spends every other Saturday at the jail, and the group typically works for 8 hours. This is where Jonathan Sims comes into the picture. A licensed contractor with 35 years of experience, he plays a pivotal role. Sims figured he could make Saturdays run more smoothly for Fry if he provided weekly training sessions for the inmates. He started by showing the women how to use different types of hammers and read a tape measure. Then he taught them the importance of safety vests, goggles, and hard hats. It takes a team. We went from there to building a house, Sims said of the progression. So far, they've built birdhouses, a playhouse for kids, and a tiny home that's being used as an office for Habitat for Humanity. Fry and Sims complement each other as teachers. Fry exudes energy. He's animated, often uses analogies, talks big picture, and likes to get his hands dirty. Sims is organized, loves the fundamentals. He critiques with quips and laughs, and steps in to help only after a second or third attempt comes up short. Jail staff, including Lieutenant Gary Davenport, make the program possible by working extra time on Saturdays. I don't like waste, and there's a lot of talent sitting in this jail, Davenport said. What I want for the people in here is something productive for when they get out. Vocabulary focus. Banter. Debris. Inmate. Gainful employment work activity. Fixated. Game. Compliment. Animated.